Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Breaking news this morning, President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Dr. Ben Carson to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. In a statement, Mr. Trump says Carson, quote, shares my optimism about the future of our country and is part of ensuring that this is a presidency representing all Americans. A North Carolina man who said he was investigating a conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton is facing charges today after bringing a gun into a Northwest Washington restaurant yesterday and firing a shot.
28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina, pointed an assault rifle at an employee and fired his weapon inside the Comet Ping Pong restaurant Sunday afternoon. No one was hurt as the employee fled and called police while customers rushed out of the building. Police say Welch was self-investigating the fictitious online conspiracy theory Pizzagate. False online stories claiming the restaurant and its owner were involved in a child sex operation, including high-ranking Democrats like Hillary Clinton. The owner and employees say they've repeatedly been threatened on social media. Welch was arrested and charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Arizona Cardinals held on to beat the Redskins 31-23 late yesterday. The loss leaves the Skins at 6-5-1 and clinches a playoff spot for the Cowboys. As for Redskins' postseason possibilities, Coach Jay Gruden says,
there's no talk about playoffs over here. We're trying to win the next game. We're not even close to even thinking about the playoffs right now. So a lot's going to happen these last four games. And if we get an opportunity to play in them, great. If not, we're going to do the best we can against Philadelphia. That's all I know.
Next up, the Redskins take on the Eagles next Sunday. It may be the one thing Democrats are looking forward to working with Donald Trump on, improving the country's infrastructure. But as officials dig deeper into the details of Mr. Trump's plan, there are more questions than answers.
Interesting to see where the money comes from.
District DOT Director Leif Dorms Joe says new projects don't pay for themselves.
There's either going to be an impact on tax revenue or there's going to be a new source identified.
That new source may be expanding what's known as P3s, public-private partnerships, and they often involve user fees to generate profit. But Dorms Joe says
there's a limit to how many toll facilities we can advance.
And projects that may be less profitable but just as important tend to get ignored, says the Coalition for Smarter Growth Stuart Schwartz.
That is taking over our transportation systems, fixing existing infrastructure has to be the first priority.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The death toll is now at least 33 in a weekend fire at a dance party inside a converted warehouse in Oakland. And that number is expected to climb. Police are not yet ruling out foul play.
Officials launching a criminal investigation team and an arson task force to inspect the deadly fire that engulfed this Oakland warehouse hosting a party over the weekend.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. A federal judge has rejected efforts by Michigan state officials to delay the hand counting of about 4.8 million presidential ballots. The judge says the recount must begin by noon today. The recount was requested by Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein, who also wants the ballots tabulated again in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The Supreme Court today takes up a challenge to Virginia's congressional district map. The justices are hearing arguments in redistricting disputes from both Virginia and North Carolina. In each case, black voters claim that Republicans created districts with more reliably Democratic black voters than necessary to elect their preferred candidates, making neighboring districts whiter and more Republican. And Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he will visit Pearl Harbor with President Obama at the end of this month. Abe will be the first leader of his country to go to the U.S. naval base in Hawaii that was attacked by Japan in 1941. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,170, the Nasdaq at 52,56. Sports, the Redskins lose, the Eagles and Giants both lose, the Ravens win, late game Seattle wins, college basketball, Georgetown wins, GW loses, the Maryland women win their eighth straight, NBA, the Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight, NHL, the Caps host Buffalo. WMAL News Time 7:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9. FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos. photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, Annandale, the crash cleared. Inner loop northbound as you come up to 236. But we do have the volume pretty much continuous right as you come out of Springfield. And for everybody, the wet pavement this morning, it's been a rough start. We've had a number of accidents. Southbound 95 heading through Quantico. Very slow. In fact, just at a crawl with the accident. It's been here for quite a while. Right at the exit for 148, that's where traffic had been diverted off to Russell Road, the southbound Route 1, so plan ahead. They were trying to let a left lane trickle through there, but it's been very difficult. Northbound side, you can see the activity, so you're slow through that stretch. Let's get you Maryland, Beltway, jam 95 to 270. That crash, though, to the shoulder into the Wilson Bridge. We're back near Route 5. Had the accident within the backups right near 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done. Now, sun out. The sun will be out as we go through the morning hours. Clouds will break up and sunshine, especially as we get into the late morning afternoon, 56. Tonight, we cloud over again, 39. Suburbs a little colder. Tomorrow, only 45 and periods of rain. So it looks like a damp Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Warrenton, 38 in Damascus, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by BNF Office Products. Italy's prime minister set to resign after a constitutional referendum defeat. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day off the right way. At 8:05, we're going to check in with an expert from American Enterprise Institute about Asia relations with this whole kerfuffle over China, Taiwan, and a telephone call. And then at 8:35, Susan Ferriccio, as the 114th Congress winds down, what do they have in store for us in their lame duck session? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You're still solid on Supreme Court justices, yeah. Originalists.
Yeah.
Solid
we
on the law.
We have one to appoint very soon. We're going to have to come up with a name. I'm down to probably three or four.
Mm-hmm. Are these from your list?
People. From the list. They are terrific people, highly respected. Brilliant people, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon, too.
That was Donald Trump speaking to Sean Hannity on Fox News, saying that, hey, ere long, we'll know who his choice to be the next Supreme Court justice is, and that's going to get a lot of attention in this town. Joining us now, right now, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. All right, we're going to get the call here pretty quick from Donald Trump, it seems, on the Supreme Court. Any thoughts about who he should go with?
Well, let's remember, this is really what this election was about.
You're right.
The Supreme Court was the single most important thing. Remember, Merrick Garland was pending up there, President Obama's nominee, and, of course, Hillary had them all lined up ready to go. Now we have President-elect Trump to make the choices. He has 21 names, which includes two senators, Cruz and Mike Lee, and then there are a group of other state Supreme Court justices. I have no idea who he's going to pick. And my guess is that there's a very good chance he could go with one of the two senators because they both come from safe seats, and replacing them by the governors would be easy. There would be quick elections or if elections were necessary. But there's a great list of candidates from the courts of appeals and the state Supreme Court. So You know, who knows? I don't have any idea.
Well, I'm just a little concerned that he's confirmed that it is going to be off of that list that he put out, and I don't remember you being on the list, Joe DiGenova, and that's serious oversight.
I'm too young to be on the Supreme Court.
That's true. You need a few more years.
I'm only in my 70s.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, something else happened during the last week's transition watch. It's amazing how this town obsesses over every little thing that happens during the transition, and we saw that Donald Trump had announced that he was going to separate himself from his businesses. We saw it as a non-story story, of course.
The headline was, Donald Trump is doing what he said he was going to
do. But then the Office of Government Ethics did a series of tweets that looked, you know, really condescending and patronizing. We congratulate Donald Trump for doing da-da-da-da-da-da. That's an official government entity. What was that all about?
Well, it's very interesting because I called the Office of Government Ethics, called the guy who heads it up, and couldn't get an answer from him. And finally, I got their press person who spoke with me on background, refused to allow me to use his name. And I said, who did this? How was it authorized? What was the process by which OGE did this? No comment. How many times in the past has the Office of Government Ethics done this for a Democratic presidential nominee? No comment. How many times have you done it for a Republican? No comment. Will you respond to a subpoena from the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee? No comment. Let me just tell you something. One of the first things that happens in the next session is that the House Oversight Committee should issue subpoenas to the head of the Office of Government Ethics and the people who that they quoted one staff member. His name was Seth Jaffe, who was the person who later said that the tweets were taken down, but then they were put back up, and they were confirmed as being official statements of the OGE. I want to know why they were issued, who did it, and what was the process.
And this agency falls under the Obama administration's purview, right?
That's correct. It's
part of the executive branch. And I love that. This is my favorite part. When you go to their Twitter stream, their logo says, preventing conflicts of interest in the executive branch. Where were they with the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department?
Let me tell you something. If the Republicans have any cojones, they will have these people up on the mat. Get this guy. I think his name is William Schaub or Schaub, who's the head of it. I am sick of these people. These are embedded Democrats. By the way, the guy who issued the statement saying that the tweets were accurate, he used to be the head of the ACLU down south.
Oh, there you go.
So let me just tell you, this is a cesspool. The so-called career people in the federal government are nothing more than arms of the Democratic Party, and draining the swamp includes getting rid of people who are partisans in civil service jobs.
Amen.
All right. A new topic. Former POW Bo Bergdahl seeking a pardon.
Oh, obviously a candidate for a pardon.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, he apparently, I mean, I remember, though, that this president, you know, he was very excited about getting Bo Bergdahl released. And then we found out all the things we traded away for Bo Bergdahl.
Remember, then we
found out he was a deserter.
Remember the scene in the Rose Garden with Bergdahl's mother and father, the two escapees from North Vietnam? I mean, this will be the fitting finale to the Obama administration's anti-American 8-year rant. The president this would be perfectly consistent with Obama's view that America has always been the problem in the world, and Bergdahl was just an honest messenger. Don't put it past Obama. I mean, the guy is the most narcissistic, self-indulgent person who's ever been in the White House. By the way, you know what I'm going to love? The one great thing about Trump is, he always talks about the country. He talks about you people. He talks about Americans. He talks about the military. From now on, you won't hear President Obama saying, my military, my administration, my army, I did this, I did that. The cult of personality is coming to an end, and it can't happen too soon.
I sure hope you're right about that one. Joe, and by the way, this whole issue, if I could, just one last item about the Office of Government Ethics, because it just occurred to me during that answer. If President-elect Trump comes in and his new administration goes and decides, you know what, you're right, this is an ACLU person, all of these are just basically Democrat operatives in the Office of Government Ethics, new administration, we're cleaning house, we're getting in new people, the headlines are going to scream that he is firing all of these career government officials whose sole purpose in life was to keep government clean, and now he's going to be putting in his own cronies.
What they're going to do is they're not going to fire these people because legally you can't, and maybe he'll get the civil service laws changed so that you can remove certain people. But what they're going to do is they're going to reorganize these agencies. That's how you, and you reorganize people out of jobs. But also, just remember this, he can remove the head of any agency.
Right.
And he should remove the head of the Office of Government Ethics. One of the first things he does, he should be removed from office.
All right. I thank you for giving me one last bit on that. It's kind of stuck in my craw.
This office took to Twitter. Government, and they're all Democrats.
And all we hear about is how Donald Trump shouldn't be tweeting about Saturday Night Live.
Right.
You know,
right.
I find this a little bit more disturbing.
And I decided we're going to celebrate. Victoria and I are going to celebrate tonight by going out and ordering Taiwan Chinese food.
There we go. That's the best kind.
Joe DiGenova.
Tastes like freedom.
Dropping the mic on the way out. Appreciate it, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
It is 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It has been challenging for commuters this morning. Let's start Maryland Topside Outer Loop. A solid lineup here. We have a crash before you get to 270. It's been over to the left shoulder for a while now, but still a lot to check out. Over an hour ride from College Park to 270. Thinking of options, watch for 410 inside the Beltway to pick up some of that bailout traffic. It always does. North of the Beltway, Randolph Road, or even the ICC could be a potential option for you. Bowie, inbound 50, still with the accident as you come up to 197. So 50 commuters in an unusual backup. Baltimore Washington Parkway trying to recover. It looks like lanes have been reopened, though, so that's the better news. Southbound in Jessup as you approach 32 heading into Laurel. Those delays again starting to see some improvement. On 210 Indian Head Highway, northbound, yes, you have the stop and go heading north to try to head up toward the Beltway, but the left lane block just north of Palmer Road, southbound, all lanes are stopped for initial reports of a jackknife tractor trailer southbound on 210 before you get to Palmer Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty much clearing up from these showers this morning, and we'll have sunshine later this afternoon, high of 56 degrees. But tonight, the clouds are back. Overnight, low 39. And then tomorrow, all those clouds from this evening turns into rain all day. It's off and on all day tomorrow with a high of 45. Right now, it's 42 degrees, 7:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got some more news just confirmed this morning with regard to the Trump administration and the Trump transition. You know, every day we're getting a trickle out of a little bit and a little bit here and a little bit there.
Right.
And today it's been made official that Ben Carson, former neonatal brain surgeon who made headlines when he criticized publicly Barack Obama at a national prayer breakfast and specifically criticized Obamacare, something that he knew quite a bit about as a surgeon. He is now, and then of course ran for president, Ben Carson will now officially be the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. As it's frequently called. Now, don't forget, Ben Carson made the plight of our inner cities and welfare and public housing a big part of his campaign for president.
When you take somebody and pat them on the head and say, there, there, you poor little thing, I'm going to give you food stamps. I'm going to give you a hot... Wait a minute. Let me finish the thought.
Yeah, finish the thought.
Okay, let me give you housing subsidy. Let me give you free health care. And because you can't do that. And it's those people over there that's causing you to have your... Wait a minute. We got to do it quick because we're all wrapped. Okay, so what would be much more empowering... Uh-huh. is to use our intellect and our resources to give those people a way up and out.
His good friend Armstrong Williams, conservative commentator, also African-American, said of Ben Carson, it's true, he has no expertise in housing policy, but he spent part of his childhood in public housing. This may, in fact, be the first Secretary of HUD, who actually had to deal with what the Housing and Urban Development Department provides.
Well, I'm glad it's now clear, because it wasn't clear. There was a lot of back and forth about, is he going to be in the Trump administration? Is he not going to be in the Trump administration? Then apparently he said he wanted to be Secretary of HUD. before it was offered. I don't know how it all was going on behind the scenes, but now it is official. The offer has been made and apparently accepted by Ben Carson. So it'll be interesting to see a $47 billion budget over at HUD.
Yeah.
$47 billion. And I think an agency that is rife for change. So I hope that he goes in with the mindset of we're going to sort of tear up the way we've been doing business and relook at everything. But it's a massive, massive organization.
Well, I should hope that they're going to relook at what they're doing, because let's face it, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is supposed to help provide low-income and mid-income housing for people who are impoverished, right, and in the inner cities who have issues and have problems and are in poverty or what have you, and supposed to give them a situation so that they can get out of the poverty and bad situations they're in. Clearly, it is not working, and it has not worked. You go to any major American inner city where they have a lot of housing for people who are impoverished or below the poverty line, and that's where all the crime is, and that's where the drugs are, and that's where people don't want to go. And in terms of a shift in direction, the Obama administration over the last couple of years have definitely been trying to take a new direction with their quote-unquote fair housing rules, where when they now identify an area or a location or a neighborhood where they're going to put low-income housing that's subsidized by the federal government, they are specifically targeting wealthier neighborhoods. They are specifically targeting a neighborhood that they don't believe has the racial or demographic constitution that they believe fairly reflects what it should reflect. In other words, well, that neighborhood's too white, so we're going to go in there and purchase this land, and we're going to force low-income housing there that will specifically be a place where minorities will live, just because they're trying to social engineer neighborhoods. In fact, Ben Carson was asked about that, and he compared it to what he called the failure of school busing. He said it would place affordable housing primarily in wealthier neighborhoods that currently has few current minority residents. So, and again, that's not about helping people get housing. It's not about what the Housing and Urban Development Department was supposed to be about.
Right.
That's social engineering, and that's trying to change the makeup of a neighborhood, right, because the president and his HUD secretary didn't like the demographics of the neighborhood. Well, I don't care if you don't like the demographics of the neighborhood. It's not up to the federal government to force that kind of change.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how long it will take. I mean, it's, you know, they often say that, you know, an agency like this, it takes a long time to sort of turn it around, sort of like turning around an aircraft carrier. It takes miles and miles and miles of space to turn one around, because once you get headed down a certain path and you have certain policies in place, it's incredibly hard to change the mindset of the institution. He's got a big job ahead of him.
Well, you know why it takes so long? Because every time somebody tries to make changes from a conservative perspective, they get destroyed, lambasted, slimed as racist, as insensitive, as, you know, by the media and by Democrats. Do you think Ben Carson will care about that?
No, not a bit.
Well, we'll see. It's 7:22.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying your visit? Well, it can happen, and I can tell you where that dream place is: Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They are my dentist, and I can tell you it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry takes amazing, gentle care of you. Everything is talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based. So they proceed at a speed that you are comfortable with. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain that you need to get taken care of, interested in sedation dentistry, or you're just looking for a great dentist, it's Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And check this out. They also care deeply about Fisher House Foundation, and they're going to donate $100 to Fisher House for every new patient visit this month. So call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Oh, Mondays. Am I right? Eating local oysters shucked by an internationally celebrated chef? By the light of the pyrotechnics from a state-of-the-art concert stage with an unobstructed view of your all-time favorite band? And you're gonna have to get up and sing for everything you're worth because it's biologically impossible not to? Man, Mondays.
At MGM National Harbor, even Mondays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Witt in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway, better news if you're trying to get through Jessup into Laurel. The crash southbound BW Parkway 32, that's cleared. However, with the morning rush hour now, everybody each direction, both north and southbound between 198 197, heavy on the brakes. I-95 southbound, just right as you approach the ICC. Watch up ahead. You'll hit the brake lights to join onto that jammed outer loop traffic. This morning had a crash before 270. It's been off to the shoulder for some time, but we're trying to recover. South on 29 as you work through White Oak, Four Corners, and get down to the Beltway. Extra pressure is on. The Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, had a crash in the local lanes. The local exits near 295, they're trying to confine that to the shoulder. 210 southbound, 210 of Palmer Road. Accident involves a tractor trailer. Stopped are the southbound lanes of 210. Northbound, one left lane blocked at the scene of the crash. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers continue to push east. We'll get into clearing sky pretty quickly as we continue to head through the morning. High this afternoon on a little breeze, about 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 42 degrees at 7:26.
And we do want to say a big heartfelt thank you to everyone who was so generous during our WMAL Fisher House Radiothon on Friday and Saturday. We wrapped up our broadcast down at the Fashion Center in Pentagon City at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. And the number, the final number, well, is pretty impressive. As we left air, the number was sitting at $485,505. I mean, that is just outstanding. Thank you so much for your generosity and supporting this worthy cause.
Yeah, thank you so much. And also thank you for coming up and seeing us at the Fashion Center Pentagon City on Saturday. Really warmed our hearts to see you as part of our process in helping out the Fisher House Foundation. And I can tell you on their behalf, because they kept saying it to us, thank you, thank you, thank you from the Fisher House.
It's 7:27.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment put in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman Monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
All DirecTV offers require 24-month agreement. 12-month agreement required for internet. Additional fees apply. New approved residential customers only.
Tired of getting nickel and dimed by your cable television provider? Blow out your expensive cable TV contract and get more with DirecTV. Only DirecTV has packages with everything you need for your home starting at $50 per month plus taxes. Get up to four receivers plus movie channels like HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars for 3 months at no extra cost. You can watch anytime, anywhere, including your live and recorded shows with the DirecTV app. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket 2016 is included. Order before January 21st and get NFL Sunday Ticket through 2017 as part of your deal. Forget about recording conflict. Genie can record up to five shows at once. DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction compared to all other major cable and satellite providers. Get a two-year price lock when bundling with existing AT&T services. Call 800-642-9286. Call 800-642-9286 now. Call 800-642-9286.
Coming up on WMAL, Alec Baldwin has a deal for the deal maker, President-elect Donald Trump. I'll stop making fun of you on Saturday Night Live if you just do this one thing. What is it? We'll tell you coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A North Carolina man is in jail in D.C. this morning after firing a shot inside a Northwest Washington restaurant. 28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina, was taken in by D.C. police, says Interim Chief Peter Mnuchin.
At this point, we do not believe that it is terrorist-related, and it's unclear right now what the motive is, but we do have one suspect in custody.
Welch reportedly said he was self-investigating a fake news conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton running a child sex ring out of Comet Ping Pong. Fire investigators in Oakland are looking for any evidence of arson or negligence in that weekend warehouse fire that has left at least 33 people dead.
I just spoke to the battalion, the Oakland Fire Battalion chief, who tells me that they actually had to cease operations around 10 p.m. local time last night because they're afraid the building might collapse. They're working with contractors to shore up the building so that they can regain access and find out for those loved ones if there are people that they cared about lost their lives in this fire.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. The Redskins fall to 6-5-1 on the season with a loss to the Cardinals in Arizona. Quarterback Kirk Cousins says the loss does not change the team's mindset going into the final four games of the season.
I've always felt a sense of urgency, whether it's week one or week 13. I've always felt a tension and a need to win. And whether we had won this game or lost this game, we would still go to Philadelphia with the same approach. You know, we never go in and take one off, you know. So regardless of the record, we're going to play hard.
The Skins meet the Eagles next Sunday. New this morning, President-elect Donald Trump is naming former presidential rival Ben Carson to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And Mr. Trump will be back at work today trying to fill out the rest of his cabinet.
Top advisor Kellyanne Conway saying that more interviews will continue this week for Secretary of State potential contenders. She also said that it's a position that demands loyalty. Of course, could that be another jab at leading contender Mitt Romney? We'll wait and see.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,170. The NASDAQ at 52,56. Sports losses for the Redskins, Eagles, and Giants. The Ravens win. Seattle wins the late game. College basketball, Georgetown wins. George Washington loses. The Maryland women stay undefeated. The Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight. The Caps host Buffalo. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
It's that time of year. The leaves have fallen from the trees in your yard, and I have bad news for you. Most of those leaves have ended up in your gutter. Then the rains will come, those clogged gutters will overflow, and that can cause serious problems with your home. Foundation damage, wood rot, and soil erosion. Yuck! Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Stop playing the how long can I procrastinate cleaning out the gutters game. Call LeafGuard today. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It lets the water in, keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime, no clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians and clean them for free. And the warranty is transferable with the home. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. Schedule your appointment today. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or find out more by going online at beldendc.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. The crash as you head through the landmark. That's been cleared. But that was really within the back of almost back to the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. It means very slow traffic. The George Washington Parkway, the volume very heavy as tried to get onto that inbound 14th Street Bridge. Southbound 95, we still have big troubles. Again, this is in the southbound direction. If you're heading out of Quantico, the accident involving the truck with the fuel spill still has all southbound lanes blocked. You're being diverted off onto Russell Road. That's number exit 148, and then taken on to southbound Route 1. So for the northbound side, you can get through, but you're checking out all this activity. So northbound, slow through that stretch. On 210 Indian Head Highway, accident involving a dump truck. Southbound on 210, closed to Palmer Road. Northbound, one left lane is blocked at the scene of the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get into sunshine pretty quickly here today. Temperatures will get into the middle 50s, mostly sunny by mid to late morning into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Springfield, 39 in Frederick, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner to talk about what's going up on Capitol Hill. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Saturday Night. Let's give you a little bit of Saturday Night Live from this Saturday night. It's strange how that show always airs on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. Actually, it does. Didn't they do like 4 years ago? They did election night every Thursday night. The point is, Saturday Night Live continues to tweak.
I wonder if we're going to get to the point.
Donald Trump as the president-elect of the transition, because that's all they know how to do. Mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin, of course, plays Donald Trump. And here's a little bit of the sketch they did Saturday night with an actress playing Kellyanne Conway and a security man there, or a man represents national security. Here's how it went.
Kellyanne, I just retweeted the best tweet. I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Mr. Trump, we're in a security briefing.
I know, but this could not wait. It was from a young man named Seth. He's 16, he's in high school, and I really did retweet him. Seriously, this is real.
You really did do this.
Well, sir, you're the president-elect, so I guess you can do whatever you want, but we'd really like to fill you in on Syria.
God, Seth seems so cool. His Twitter bio says he wants to make America great again.
That is cool, sir.
It also says he loves the Anaheim Ducks.
Okay, see, there is a reason, actually, that Donald tweets so much. He does it to distract the media from his business conflicts and all the very scary people in his cabinet.
Oh, that does make sense.
Very clever, sir.
There you have it. Well, as you can well imagine, as has been his habit over the last couple of weeks, Donald Trump was, well, watching Saturday Night Live and didn't like the sketch. So what did he do?
Did he go to Twitter?
He did.
Oh, I had a good guess that was what it was.
The entire sketch was about how Donald Trump is going to Twitter instead of taking his job seriously. And so Donald Trump, while watching Saturday Night Live,
responds on Twitter.
Twitter. He said, just tried watching Saturday Night Live. Unwatchable. Totally biased. Not funny. And the Baldwin impersonation just can't get any worse. Sad. Alec Baldwin responded.
Oh, really?
And by the way, for Alec Baldwin to make fun of somebody for tweeting, you know, Alec Baldwin has had to delete his Twitter account, like, on two different occasions because of his rants that often included profanity.
Sometimes he tweets and regrets it later.
Yeah. So now he's got a new Twitter feed. This is like his third one, I think. It's called ABF. Alec Baldwin, which is for the Alec Baldwin Foundation. Okay. So he's tweeting on behalf of a nonprofit that he owns. So he's really got to watch himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
He responded to Donald Trump by said, release your tax returns and I'll stop.
Well, that might be a good trade.
It might be worth it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to come up with those tax returns anyway. You know, so go ahead, do it. And then Alec Baldwin is no longer going to. Of course, you can't trust him to honor that.
Well, you can't. But also, isn't he sort of revealing something here? You know, we are told that Saturday Night Live, oh, well, they're just funny. All they care about is humor. All they care about is what's funny, and they're equal opportunity satirists,
right?
And they would absolutely make fun of Barack Obama. It's just that Barack Obama's just not that funny.
Yeah.
Where do you find the humor Obama? So we don't care about politics. We don't care about agenda. We just care about what's funny. And Alec Baldwin is now saying, I'll stop doing this if you release your tax returns, as if it's some sort of threat, as if it's some sort of blackmail, as if it's, we're going to keep making fun of you
because
you're not doing what we want you to
that's
do.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that sort of a reveal?
It means that it's not about the humor anymore. It's about getting even.
Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is. Meanwhile, they did have I thought it was a pretty funny sketch about Hillary Clinton.
This was actually pretty good.
But of course, it's not anti-Hillary per se, but what is it? It takes off on one of those. I think it's on the Discovery Channel, the Hunt for Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah,
reality shows, and that one, and also the one, the Ghost Hunter one, is my kids are obsessed with them, and it's done in that style. But this one is called The Hunt for Hill,
and this is The Hunt for Hill. Begins in the woods of Chappaqua, where Hillary Clinton has recently been sighted by a bunch of white people with Facebook accounts. Where is she now? We set out to find her, trap her, and thank her.
Yeah, see that? And thank her, because we want to find her, trap her, and thank her. Yeah. Thank you, Hillary. And it's all, it's very funny because the little clips that they show of this, you know, that Hillary is seen in the woods,
yeah.
and it's like a shaky video camera yeah. with like...
You see like a Bigfoot-like image in the distance, but it's Hillary.
Right, with a blonde head yeah, and just sort of walking into the woods with leaves. It's actually really well done. And then they do the classic reenactment moment where a woman is washing her dishes and she looks out her kitchen window.
For that, we needed help. So, Michelle, you've seen Hillary Clinton?
I have. I was in the kitchen washing pans when I saw something moving through the woods. It was blonde, about 5'6". It seemed like it kind of wanted some time to itself, so I immediately started running after it.
I just want to thank you. Welcome.
I just want to thank you. Mm. So even when they're trying or pretend to be trying to make fun of a Democrat like Hillary Clinton, it's all within the context of, we just want to thank her. Thank you, Hillary. And I'd like to thank you too, Hillary. Hillary, thank you for being so arrogant and so feeling like you're so above the law that you could have your own private email
That's
server
right. yeah.
and that you hid your health from
How'd
people.
How'd that work out
and
you, for her, I wonder.
Thank you, Hillary. It's 7:44.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
You know, with the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. Well, I know where you can get both of those things, the deal of a lifetime and a big sale. Plus, you'll save money all year round and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek Window is offering no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. You see, Thompson Creek's locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around. Windows that can save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now and get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. It doesn't get much better than this. Call Thompson Creek right now, 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
It is 7:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Outer Loop delays beginning a little bit before you get to the exit for I-95 back near Route 1. And that goes around now to Georgia Avenue. Earlier accident near 270 gone. And really Georgia Avenue is where we start to get our pace a little bit better. South on I-95, your delays begin at the ICC to join on through the Beltway. Each direction of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I'm looking at delays through Laurel between 197 and 198. Annapolis, Bowie. Let's start first on 50 inbound. Very heavy through Parole. All to make the exit to go north on I-97 for the crash north of 50 on 97. Beyond on 50, John Hanson Highway slows 3301. Now past 197, Ford Enterprise Road. The long-standing crash, 197. Finally, looks like travel lanes have been reopened in that stretch. And 66, Virginia. Stop and go. Manassas towards Centerville. Fair Oaks toward the Beltway with nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done now. Sun out. The sun will be out as we go through the morning hours. Clouds will break up and sunshine, especially as we get into the late morning afternoon, 56. Tonight, we cloud over again, 39. Suburbs a little colder. Tomorrow, only 45 and periods of rain. So it looks like a damp Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 degrees in the nation's capital at 747. Mm-hmm. Brian, a bizarre story unfolded.
This is a weird one.
In the nation's capital here on Sunday. It involved a Comet Pizza.
Comet
Ping Pong Pizza. Yeah. And apparently a man who was investigating a bogus story that is found on the internet. And by the way, breaking news now at 7:47 here on December 5th, 2016.
Yeah.
Out on the internet.
There's stuff you can't believe.
There's a whole lot of stuff that's not real.
Yeah, I've heard that. A whole lot of stuff.
It's sort of like, you know, there's categories of the internet that are like, you know, weekly world news, you know, the story about Bat Boy, you know, trapped in the refrigerator.
Man trapped in refrigerator eats own foot.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And, you know, an aliens meeting Ross Perot and inspiring him to run for president and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So don't blame the internet. Because these stories
have always been there,
even when it was a tabloid, even when, you know, whatever it is, these things happen. But this one is on the internet, so of course, and it's anti-Hillary Clinton. So, of course, that means it's the alt-right movement, which is associated with the Donald Trump campaign, as you hear many people in the media describing this story. Anyway, this story called Pizzagate, I'm not getting into the details, but it involves this again, bogus story that in some way Bill and Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were involved in some sort of child sex slave ring out of a pizza joint in D.C.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, just if you just say those words out loud, you sort of go, that's crazy.
Yeah, I would first not believe that one. I might want to do an extra search on that one and not trust the first source.
I would go for another source.
By the way, if you want to go and do your own investigation over at Comet Ping Pong Pizza, please don't, because they've been inundated with a bunch of people, you know, coming out of the woodwork. Apparently, this all happens in their basement. Yeah, they don't have a basement.
Yeah.
There is no basement in the building. Anyway, this deranged man comes in. He's from North Carolina, 28-year-old man, holding what's called an assault rifle. I would like to know exactly what firearm he was holding. And he pointed it at one of the employees who ran away and then apparently shot the place up. An undetermined number of rounds were fired off inside the restaurant.
Apparently the shots fired after the place cleared out.
Yes.
And nobody was hurt, but it took 45 minutes for police to get the guy to come out and give up his weapon.
Yeah. So apparently there's an underground. Well, I don't want to get into details anyway, but it's not a real story, but it is a real bizarre incident that this guy got wrapped up in it and got so wrapped up that he had to go and investigate the whole thing. But guess what? And again, I'm making excuses for anybody or any sort of website or anything. What I have a problem with is the wall-to-wall coverage of the mainstream media and cable news saying, this is the problem with fake news. Because this fake news and these fake news sites, I don't like anybody out there, anyone who told me 18 months ago that Jeb Bush would be the Republican nominee, guaranteeing it, and guaranteeing that Donald Trump will never win the presidency. I don't like them calling any other site a fake news site, okay? Just settle down on what you describe as news. But secondly, saying, this is the problem in the internet age that we're living in, that these sort of things can happen and a deranged individual can hear something like this and then decide that they're going to go shoot people. I'm sorry, have you ever heard of Squeaky Fromm? Have you ever heard of people? Deranged people do deranged things based on bad information that they get, and you can't stop it. And it's not because of the internet, and it's not because of websites that don't have the New York Times stamp of approval. That's the only point I want to make about this.
It is now 7:50.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
7:53, that means it's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk for a business report. Here comes John Lesher.
Good morning. Wall Street is set to start the day in the green. Stock futures are higher as investors await New York Federal Reserve President William Dudley's upcoming speech. Investors are expecting the Fed to raise interest rates at its meeting this month, and Dudley's speech could give them some clues. President-elect Donald Trump is threatening a 35% tax for U.S. companies that fire American workers and move their business operations overseas. This comes on the heels of Trump's deal with air conditioning maker Carrier to keep nearly 1,000 jobs in the U.S. And Trump announced today that he intends to nominate Dr. Ben Carson as Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Carson says he's honored to have the opportunity to serve in the Trump administration. And here's a holiday reminder. Friday is the Christmas deadline for priority and first-class mail at the post office. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Well, that's a great choice. The rental market is red hot. Even more so now with the new administration coming into town. This gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Renters Warehouse, though, are the folks that you want to call to help you make the most money and do it the easiest, by the way, when you rent out your home. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent-a-state company. They help everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. For just $80 a month, they'll price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, and also take any pesky maintenance calls that you might have to deal with, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. That's why we call it rent-a-state. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County Parkway, just north of the Dulles Greenway. Crews tell me now all lanes reopened from the crash, but boy, hefty delays. I know you're sitting in those backups, but there's promise up ahead. Again, Loudoun County Parkway's northbound slows to get toward the Greenway for the crash. Gone. On the Suitland Parkway inbound near Stanton Road, we have a new accident reported. We've had backups before you get to Route 5. In over the Douglas Bridge, that accident gone. 395 to try to get into town. Your delays back near Edsel Road, solid across the 14th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. We have broken down along the right side. Traffic update is brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? If so, call for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done now, sun out, the sun will be out as we go through the morning hours. Clouds will break up and sunshine, especially as we get into the late morning afternoon, 56. Tonight we cloud over again, 39, suburbs a little colder. Tomorrow only 45 and periods of rain, so it looks like a damp Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 42 degrees at 7:56.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner talking about everything that's stacking up on Capitol Hill right now.
Plus, why are people's heads exploding over that telephone call Donald Trump had with the president of Taiwan? We'll speak with an Asian